You will hear an IELTS recording and will have to answer questions on what you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. The recording will now begin.
We're here today to talk about possible ways of impressing an interviewer or panel when searching for that highly desirable career opportunity. Getting to the interview stage after what could have been months of persistent application sending can feel both rewarding and daunting. Interview scenarios are, if you think about it, quite unrealistic, as in our usual lives it is not appropriate to talk at length about our own personal achievements, strengths and capabilities. However, during an interview, you will have up to an hour, most often a shorter period of time, to impress. Appearance counts for a lot, especially on first impression, so it is important to dress appropriately and professionally for the interview. Another important consideration of even greater significance is the way in which you present yourself through speech. Obviously, the company considered you potentially worthy of working for them based on the details in your application, since they have invited you for interview in the first place. However, all positive impressions could be dispelled if you fail to present yourself eloquently. Simon Holworth of Recruitment International says that he believes a candidate's verbal communication skills are one of the main reasons they may be offered a position or rejected for a job. Recruitment experts hold that the vocabulary and grammar with which we express ourselves will be used by the listener either consciously or subconsciously, as they form an impression of our intelligence and academic abilities. Potential employers will often be seeking staff who they believe are able to best assimilate with the existing team and culture of the organization, and a similar academic outlook will often have a bearing on this. While attempting to use vocabulary that is far outside your normal communication patterns would almost certainly backfire, as any related discomfort would be picked up by the listener, experts advise that thinking ahead about what types of questions you may be asked when attending interview for a specific role, and pre-planning vocabulary that could impress beforehand, may well help to secure you the position you are looking for. It is important to be sure that you understand the meanings of such words that may crop up in the interview, and also be able to demonstrate that you can use them correctly. It is probable that English incorporates one of the largest vocabularies when compared to other languages. This is mainly due to its historical background and the various influences which have occurred over time. Originally a Germanic language, it has also been influenced by French and Latin, hence the larger number of different words it contains, than what could be considered the purer Germanic and Romance languages. And as a modern-day international language, English continues to be influenced by others. The numbers of words included in the language are difficult to measure, and various estimates place this anywhere between a quarter and three-quarters of a million words, depending on how a word is actually defined. For example, the word book is a noun describing printed material, or a verb describing reservation of a table in a restaurant. Under some classification systems, this may count as one word, while in others it is classified separately for each of its different usages and meanings. As individuals, it can be said that we have both an active and a passive vocabulary, the former related to words that we actually use in speech and writing, and the latter referring to words we understand the meaning of, but do not necessarily use ourselves. Different people's expanse of vocabulary varies, And one research study suggested that an average university graduate may demonstrate an active vocabulary of 60,000 words and a passive understanding of a further 15,000. Trying to impress by using words which are outside of the passive understanding of the average educated person at interview is unlikely to create a particularly positive impression. However, most of us could benefit from exercises in extension of the words we use, and being able to present ourselves fluently and coherently is vitally important. Learning new vocabulary as an adult can be fun. One of the best ways of doing so is to read more. Try guessing the meaning of unknown words from the context of the passage. Make a list of words you are unsure of, then check their meanings in a dictionary. Playing board games based around word or vocabulary puzzles are both also fun and productive ways of enhancing your communication capabilities. A candidate's inability to answer questions without constant interference from verbal crutches such as like, you know, thingy, can be very off-putting to potential employers, as can grammatical errors. Some questions asked at interview can be tricky and warrant some thinking time, but the best way of dealing with such situations is not to try to bluster through, but to confidently announce the need for some thinking time. Phrases such as, "That's a very interesting question. Please give me a minute to consider it," show that the person is, with control, deliberating an intelligent response. While it is impossible to preempt every question that you may be asked in an interview, planning and considering possibilities, as with most aspects of life, can certainly not detract from your chance of success.